Please don't dissipate. Hello and welcome again to Shuffling Notes. And this in this episode, we will be discussing music of this British rock folk band. And for this episode, again, I'm your co-host, Razi.
I'm your co-host, Prankit.
And today we discuss Bear's Den, which is a British folk rock band and sort of alt folk as well. So starting with a bit of background, it formed in London in 2012. It has had three members and then one left. So their journey started from like touring in the USA, and they went around USA in something that I have been seeing since I was a kid, and last I remember was Into the Wild, I think, the movie. And that's one van that I want to be in, that VW van, I think. So that's one van that I want to be in. Anyway, so they were touring around USA and with other artists like Ben Howard and a few more names. And so then they became a part of this documentary called Austin to Boston. And that was premiered in BFI London Film Festival 2014. And since then, they've been like supporting artists for bands like Mumford & Sons. We need to do Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
So they also got a Momentum Deezer Award from the PRS for Music Foundation.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah.
So this little detail of that's why I've actually noted down that this detail of PRS Foundation is what connects me back to John Mayer with his love for PRS and, you know, all the special edition PRS collection that he has. So do you have any, background or any such?
Yeah, you introduced me to Bear's Den, and then I remember we went to that concert together in Bristol.
And imagine that it's a British band, you're in the UK, and I had to come to UK to show you the British band.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of them at all before. I think, I don't know specifically, because I've heard some of the songs I had heard before are in this EP that we're covering today, aptly named Agape, if that's how you pronounce. I know that's how they pronounce it, so... I think, I don't really know anything apart from that really about them. I just know they're sort of a folk music and sort of a crossover into alternate rock pop sort of music. I kind of just went into this EP a little blind, just listening to the music and figuring it out myself.
For me also, this EP was... Yeah. Relatively new. I mean, I've heard their songs, all their songs on repeat. And I've heard the EP also on repeat some years back. But it just felt fresh because I've been listening to their later songs on repeat now. And their music has obviously gone from this really raw feeling, which the EP has, to this, whole production of, music.
And the
one thing that I didn't just come across Bear's Den. I was introduced to Bear's Den by a friend, and it was my house party, and he came over and he was like, "Oh, I want to listen to this band." And we just listened to the band, and then I started hanging out because we just share good music. So this is one example of that good music that we have sort of connected on. And the one thing that really pulled me into Bear's Den was their use of, I would say, their God use of proverbs, right? Like, because baby, I'm clutching at straws.
Yeah.
Like, those little, generalized statements, but they have a different vision and they have a legacy attached to them. So that just connects and that pulls me in. Like, I want to know each part of it and decipher
Yeah.
each part of it. Yeah, so one of their songs, which we will be doing, which is like, so they, from what an overall picture is, they understand classical philosophy or like
Do you mean
mythology
like,
kind of really well.
yeah, I was gonna say mythology, and there is some like biblical, as I think we'll go track by track, we'll see. I think there's some of that mythology and parallel seeping into the lyrics, I find, which is quite appropriate because it is sort of folk music, which has traditionally been about legends and myths, folk tales, in
Yeah,
music
and
form.
yeah, they just added to the song in a very seamless manner.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense to the story to add that kind of reference to the story. One of the songs that I really want to mention, it's called Elysium, that we will be getting into in the later albums.
Okay.
Yeah, so I so just as of as a first impression, I would say, it's like a very raw sounding album as compared to, the albums that have really been released and been like a very famous or heard reheard
Yeah.
track. So, yeah. So let's just start with the track list, unless you've got something to add about it.
No, I think that's, yeah, you covered it well, I think.
Yeah, so again, I really love their understanding of this classical classical words of wisdom, I would say, that they sort of just push it in and it just works. So starting with the track list, it's Agape, or there's lots of pronunciations and there's lots of conflicts. If you've got any correct pronunciation for the word, please do comment. So I like the idea of, this word means brotherly love, or like the technical meaning would be brotherly love, and or pure love,
Yeah,
something
I
that's.
saw I when I googled it, I think what came up to me was, I think it was unconditional love, which is then also interpreted as like family, because generally like family is the place where you do have, unconditional love.
So
Like
then,
your
yeah,
family member
brotherly
could
love
essentially
again.
do anything, but you forgive them.
And so the origins of the word is from classical Greek, meaning love for God, or how God loves you or you love God, like that connection of, I'd say people. And it's just, that pure kind of love that they've just tried to sing for the helplessness it might cause if they didn't have it. Right? Like those the I what's the lyric again? The I don't know
Agape,
who I
but
am without you.
please don't. Yeah.
So, yeah, and as for the music, there is one bit. I think it's after the first, the very first, "Don't want to know who I am without you." And after that, there's this, I think, a second or 2 second of silence. And I don't know, it I was listening to it on repeat, and it gave me this feeling of nothingness. Like, you know, it's sort of answering its own question. Like, don't know who I am without
So
you,
I mean,
and then
let's
there's
yeah I
nothingness,
think
and
so
then you get
from what
back into the
so to
song,
me the
and
song
that's when the
is,
main
it
song
seems to be
starts.
sort of
Like,
about a
that's the
relationship
introduction
which
of it.
is ending, but he doesn't want it to end, in the sense of they have he had this sort of agape or unconditional love towards this person, but he's worried, or he knows it's going away, you know, please don't dissipate. And I just feel, you know, it seems to be he's trying to hold on to this agape, this unconditional love, which is just disappearing as the moments go by, and that's leaving him in this sort of helpless position, you could say. But like, you know, the music, you've got this banjo playing, it's very much like a folk, like I could imagine a dance, you know, because it does feel like a folk dance type of song. And you know, I think a very appropriate way to begin the EP as well, titled Agape. But it's, you know, at the core, it's about a relationship that seems to be going away for whichever reason. It's sort of open to interpretation, I'd say.
Yeah, true. And like, the placement of the songs in the EP is quite, you know, it's, well, it's well placed. I will actually, I do have an insight on that at the end of it. So yeah, so the next song we've got
I
is
swear
Isaac.
you never
So
learn that a
have you got something to say
father's
about it?
love.
Like,
Yeah, I
let the
mean,
ball
it's,
rolling.
you know, it go with, you know, talking about like the biblical parallels, you definitely got that Isaac Abraham story, you know, sort of, I feel like, running in parallel. Especially, you know, he says like your head pressed against the stone. And I think, again, moving on from agape, you know, Isaac is about, it's about your, you know, I guess you could say like an abusive or distant father. You know, if you take the story of Isaac and Abraham, you could say that what Abraham did was borderline abusive. And I think, you know, what Abraham did was for his love of God, which again goes back into the unconditional love part. So I just, and I think it goes back to what you were saying, you know, they're playing around with these mythological ideas and these stories without making a you know, end all statement that this is what happened or this is right, this is wrong. They're just playing around with the words. And I think, you know, whatever, I guess, whatever your underlying psychology of these things, you know, your feelings are, you it's very easy to project them on their song and see it through that lens. But I just think, you know, it's the way it's done, it's like a biblical, it's using biblical and mythological parallels to tell a personal story in the form of a folk song, because at the end of the day, it's about, you know, a kid and his dad and his mom. So, you know, and I love, there's a line that I've written down here, and I think this part, you know, Isaac, I could never learn that a father's love must be earned, or your mother need not learn how to love you. And I think, you know, it just fits so well in telling that sort of personal story, through this sort of
True.
Isaac, Abraham, you know, parable.
Yeah, that's a good parallel. That's a good parallel.
Right.
So the ending of the song, like, is something that sort of stood out, was after the entire story of Isaac. It was just like soft. It just kept getting softer and softer. I think at the end of it, it's just his vocals, which you can hear, and that just, again, like, the voice is very, I don't know, it's a very different kind of voice that I hear in this, in especially in this EP, as I talk about the albums. But you know, it's really soft. This entire song is really soft spoken. It's like a child's story to a child kind of thing, maybe. And, well, Isaac, which is a child story, moves us to this new story, which is Mother. And yeah, it's, in terms of music, like, we can get into the story, which is more detailed over here, but in terms of the music, it like the album takes, and for me it was an unusual turn because I'm not that well versed with like folk music, but you know, it was good. It's I think what they term it as is alternative folk. And yeah, so it was quite interesting, like the way the music really changes from those two soft songs, which was Agape, and soft as in the name of the song as well as the song. And you know, this just has a very unusual turn that I feel as for the EP that's going right now.
The music and the rhythm of this song and like the way he's singing, this is, I feel like Mother is one of the more traditional folk songs on the album, because I think that's what, you know, a lot of ways Mother is what traditionally folk songs, you know, I think sound a bit more like, which is essentially a person saying a story and some music playing in the background, which is, you know, what they do in this song.
Yeah.
Except for, I think, you know, there is some, I think towards the end in this song, there is some sort of light distortion, like guitar distortion used, yeah, towards the climax of the song. But overall, it is more of a traditional folk sounding song, I'd say.
So it, I think it's got like a sea or Caribbean feel to it. I don't know. I'll explain why I'm saying that. So that, I was just like, listening to it, and maybe I was in like in a different headspace, and it just connected to this Caribbean kind of feeling or Caribbean visual scenes that I've seen on movies and stuff. And this incident connected to this other incident just in this week, when I was humming this song, and I was humming the tune of the song, and it's going, and I just kind of find myself also humming Pirates of the Caribbean tune. It's basically that. And
interesting.
Yeah,
now
maybe
you say I need to go back and hear it again with that in mind.
Yeah, so I think after this, after one or two notes, like where it connects, so you then take a note up or take a note down, and that sort of connects with the tune of the that pirate chase, you know, whatever Jack Sparrow.
Interesting.
It does have that connect in that.
Yeah.
And
you should then make, you know, like your Matrix video, you should then make like the scene from Pirates of the Caribbean, but then Mother playing in the background, and they're just jumping around with their sword and
and so jumping around with the sword with Mother playing.
Yeah, so the actual, I think the actual, maybe we should talk a little as well, like with the actual content of the song, because I think, again, Mother, the song is, it's sort of about that abusive relationship that carries on from Isaac a little bit, like the actual lyrics. Yeah. And so this is one of the songs that I kind of wanted to know a bit more about, because, you know, I think some part of the song, I feel like they're still left to decipher for me, because I didn't really understand what that meant or why that was there. And so when I was sort of Googling it, I came across an interview where they asked the band what their favorite track is, and they mentioned it was Mother. And they said it's because there is a story behind Mother, but we don't want to like tell that story because we don't want to limit the scope of the interpretations that people might have. But it definitely feels more personal in that sense, because there are things in there that I just think they're not as obvious as what it means as some of the other songs, like "I know your son will not come." You know, I just think, you know, there's something there left to decipher, which is why I was like trying to Google and look into it, but I couldn't find anything more. So I don't know if you have any other insights regarding the actual song.
Regarding Mother, No, not really. It's mainly about loss is what I could, you know, what feeling I get is loss, you know, that and loss of a son in this case.
Is it lost?
Yeah,
Cause
I think
I thought I
that's it.
couldn't tell. So it starts off, you know, like the lyrics, they seem to be like the father, he's been drinking, and I think he's been perhaps hitting the mother, and then he leaves. But
And
he
yeah,
also
that
leaves a
abusive
letter,
part.
right? Yeah, and then he leaves a letter for the son, saying that I'm leaving, look after your mother, look after your sister, don't make my mistakes. I know they were wrong.
I know
So
they were
he
wrong,
leaves
yeah.
that to his son, but then it does say your son. So perhaps there was another son. They were brothers, and one of them passed away. Because that's what I was saying. There's something in that song I feel like I couldn't
There is,
really
yeah.
grasp. Yeah, like what is actually happening? I can't tell, but there's different ways to look at it. But yeah.
I think I just stopped going too deep with it once I found a connection to Pirates of the Caribbean. I was like, hang on,
You're
that tune,
happy there.
and I'm just that part, like play it again, play it again, play it again, and
Yeah.
then okay, it's quite as much connecting, and I've just got sort of drifted away into finding that similarity. Yeah, so then Mother moves us to When You Break, which is quite, I don't know, it's like an oxymoron, like after mother, which is the caregiver, caring, or however, and you move to When You Break. So it's like, I don't know, there's something there. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, to me, When You Break, it seemed like it's like about, I like in a more literal sense, it's about the kid being perhaps, you know, being unfairly blamed with whatever's going on with their parents and whatever abusive relationship there has been. And yeah, yeah, it is interesting that it goes, it does feel connected though. It feels like it's telling this, you know, the songs so far have been telling this sort of story about this unconditional love, which is twisted in a way to be like an abusive relationship because it's unconditional. But this song feels very much, you know, about the person sort of feeling they've been blamed. You know, they think it's their mistake that this is happening, even though that's what often happens in an abusive relationship, is that the victim sort of blames themselves that, you know, they deserve it. And I think that's what I feel that this song seems to speak to, that, you know, you are apologizing and you are asking for forgiveness, and it's not coming, but then it was also because you
But you
didn't do
don't think
anything
you've
wrong.
done wrong. You keep begging for
Yeah,
forgiveness. Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, I think it's just, well, that's, I don't know. It's like repeating mistakes. It's, you know, repeating mistakes over and over, and someone's apologizing, but you also know that someone's going to do it again, and then they're apologizing, then you do it again.
That's an
It just,
interesting take.
yeah, so it's quite different from the way you take it, but well,
Well,
it's
I
actually
think
the
that's the
vice
thing. These songs are
versa
so
of
open.
yeah.
Yeah, these songs are so open to interpretation. That's what I guess, and even in the previous one, the Isaac song, I was saying it's very easy to, like, with these songs, to like just project what you might think, you know, because they are very open. It's not very absolute that this is right, this is wrong, you
True,
know. It's not
true.
like a simple breakup song, like, oh, you broke my heart. You know,
Yeah.
it's more complex in the way it's written. And, you know, you could say, like, going deep, you know, you could say that's true about a lot of like folk legends and stories. They're very open to interpretation, and they have, you know, there's often hundreds of versions of these folk tales where people have projected their own sort of, you know, either like insecurities or their own beliefs on top of that original story that was being told. So, you know, in that true fashion, you know, their songs, these folk songs, are very sort of open to that sort of interpretation.
True. True. I think. So When You Break also is like a, so the music part of it is like a, it's, you hear a sorry tune, you know, like a tune that, that the tune itself kind of says sorry to you as well. And, you know, maybe like a, you know, just no, not comparing my ability to, you know, understand these complex English words and put it in the right place at the right time, in the right tune. But, you know, there's this pseudo reformation, which is kind of depicted in the song. Or as I took it, and you know, because I think I would say that I took it in a way where the person who is being talked about is not the victim, but the actual guy or the culprit,
the instigator,
fiasco,
yeah, that's another very, because I mean, he does say
it the other way around.
I mean, look, it does say, you know, there's, you could say that, because I also have this written down. He says, you know, I've seen all that you've seen, and I have been where you've been, and no, our hands will never be clean. At least we can hold each other. So that does imply that the person, and, you know, so I think there are, there is different ways to look at it. I think it is, you know, and talking about the music again, I think this song as well, it has a very interesting use of like distortion in the background. It's not a, it's not like an electric guitar constantly playing, but there is sort of that, you know, a little bit of distortion in the background, you know, left there to hang, like you just pluck a string and leave it. I just thought it was interesting because they don't, I think they don't want to move away too much from that folk sounding nature, but they, at the same time, they, it does sound contemporary because it does have like an electric guitar right there in the background, just the right amount.
I think this is the only one which has an electric guitar in it.
So this one, yeah, so this one has that distortion in the background. And then I think the previous one had a bit of distortion right towards the end, if I'm remembering correctly. But it didn't have it throughout the song. This When You Break does have it throughout the song, I think. The chorus and so on.
So it could be that the band just wanted to connect Mother to When You Break, and that's why they added the distortion in the end of the song. Or if it was intended to be, you know, if these songs were intended to be in the EP since the conception of it.
Yeah, do you know if that was, like, were the songs all released together in this EP, or were some of them released as singles beforehand and they just, like, compiled this EP together? Do you know about that? Or
so I know there's been many versions of Agape, and
the you mean the EP or you mean the song?
The song, the song. And, I think there are more versions of Isaac. I don't think Mother, and I think When You Break and Isaac, I think, are also in the first album, which is Islands.
Interesting, but yeah.
This was, I think, the singles that they've released, I think this was the first release.
Oh, I see. Because, I mean, yeah, I, you know, this EP does feel very sort of personal in that sense. So, you know, I'm sure they, you know, they might have picked some songs they released previously and added some new songs. But it does feel like there's a message in there.
I think this is the first published sort of work.
I see.
So yeah, When You Break gets us to the last year song. Ago today, I was stood beside you a year ago today. And yeah, so do you start?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way I took this song is it seems to be about his mom sort of dating some other guy. But then perhaps that other guy was only with her for the money, I think. Because there was a line in there about, you know, money leaving your pockets. And again, you know, it goes back to that sort of unconditional love part where perhaps she trusted this person too much. Because even in the chorus, he says, right, I told you to be careful. But yeah, I sort of took it as, you know, if you take it as like an ongoing story from like Isaac to, what was it, Mother, to When You Break, and then a year ago today, it just feels like the person growing up, you know, their parents had some sort of abusive relationship. At some point, that dad left. And then it was just him and his mom. And then it gets to this stage where, you know, his mom ends up getting her heart broken again. But I, at least, you know, and some of the lyrics as well, I feel like, you know, as I watched your pride from your nose and eyes came out a-flowing. It's like so beautifully written about, you know, it feels very emotional and personal. That it does feel like that one journey from the first song all the way to here.
You literally just took all of my conclusion bits and you're like, let's just put it over here. But a year ago today, as well as the lyrics are very, very personal. I think this, I would say, for me, was the one which felt completely personal, like a year ago today, because it speaks of an incident that can happen to anyone, anytime. And it starts like, a year ago today, I stood right outside your courtroom, I think.
Courthouse.
But the music part of it, I really enjoy that. Once you start with Agape and then you sort of pushed in after that one bit of don't know who I am without you, and then there's nothingness, and then once you're into the album post that, you've accepted stepping into a story, and the story sort of ends at this. While a year ago today itself has a tune which could be like an ending song of a collection, because you know, it's the way it ends, with love and then mama and then love and then goes softer and softer, and then I think at the end of mama, you just, the last, I think, is mama, or the last is love, and that's where it ends. And then you can, because you've already gotten into the song, you can like sing another mama and love by yourself, like, you know, it sort of leaves you with that impression.
So you can imagine it live as well, you know, like with the audience singing along. And I think, again, like folk songs are generally performed live, right? I mean, it's like a passing down of oral, like, tradition. And so the songs do sound like that, you know? And I think this is a good example.
And, that covers all the tracks. And you already took my concluding stories.
I mean, you could just summarize it again.
So it's a, for me, it's a story that starts with something pure, something organic, and then it sort of develops into this, can I say, breakdown? Like, there's this complete breakdown. So it's like completely clean, pure, and that love has now broken down into what we listened to a year ago today. And that story is, so it takes its different turns and different, with Isaac being about the child, mother being about the wife, maybe, or girlfriend or whoever, and then When You Break is maybe the, you know, this family which is falling apart, and When You Break is the husband or the boyfriend being abusive and asking for forgiveness after each of his wrongs, but you know he's gonna do it again, and then he does it again, and
Interesting.
stuff like that. And then we end with A Year Ago Today, which kind of sums up that, okay, this is how we left today, and this is how it was a year ago, and that just sort of make the full circle. Oh yeah.
I think that's very like I now feel like going back and listening to it with what you've said in mind. The way I sort of saw this
Oh,
was
sorry.
for me,
I'll just add one more thing. It's this. I wrote this like pointers for this story, and it's. So I've written, if we see through the story, through the EP, and now if you listen to it, the mu music is a full movie or a mini series of breaking. Or coming breaking down from a child's perspective, from a childlike innocence to something much bigger, or on a bigger level than just a child's life. Yeah, you
So,
were
I mean,
saying.
yeah, the album is quite, appropriately named, I think, Agape, sort of being, the songs being about that sort of unconditional love and relationship. Or like a twisted version of it where it sort of turns into like in a more of an abusive relationship. And the way I see, yeah, so what I was saying was from the first song, like when I heard this album, it felt like the first track, Agape, was an introduction to the concept of Agape and this unconditional love. And this like helplessness you feel with it, in these type of relationships. And then I think from Isaac, I was listening to this from like that child's perspective, like a little how you said, where it starts with Isaac, where we discover this, this kid, this child is not very loved by his father. There's some sort of abusive relationship going on, or it's a very distant father. And then we move on to the next track where we find out that the whole sort of family is more dysfunctional. Like, his father perhaps hit his mother and now he's left, and he's just left a note. And then I got to When You Break, where I feel like it's to the point where that kid is blaming himself for everything that's gone wrong. Because, I'm seeing it from the other side. And then I get to A Year Ago Today, which is, it feels like everyone's much more grown up, but you see that this family is still stuck in this cycle of, getting screwed over basically, with this sort of unconditional love that they have, for their family members. So it's very much like that cycle repeating, but it to me, I sort of saw this whole album as like, a 10-year-old. His sort of perspective of going through these different stages of having perhaps parents that are not, especially in the song, I think was it Isaac as well. It's his father, he loves his father unconditionally, and he says, a father's love must be earned. You can't just, take everything he's saying and doing. At the same time, there's a line that, and your mother never really learned how to love you because, how that father's been there, the dominant head of the family, and how he's treated everyone. So it very much feels like that type of like dysfunctional family, from the perspective of the child, which in this case would be like the band, Bezden representing that child. But now that you put it in those other words as well, I'm curious to go back and hear it, because I definitely think the way they're laid out, there's quite a few different parallels you can take through that journey.
Maybe being a Sherlock Holmes fan, I can say, there are breadcrumbs all across, and you can sort of mix and match stories, and it's really like I'm really amused of how varied this your interpretation has been. Because, yeah, probably I was expecting a new view to things, but that you did notice the story as well, while also you kind of
It's like a
saw
different
it
story, but
in
yeah.
completely differently.
Yeah.
But this is
Yeah. And
it's
I mean
and with the
you
same, like, I think five songs, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that you could, it just goes to show that they're playing on this idea of folk songs and fairy tales and legends. And it's, as true as it is for this EP, it's true for any folk story, being able to sort of two people hearing the same story but getting completely different lessons out of it, or completely different things out of it. And that's how you end up having so many different variations or interpretations of these stories. And I think, they've done a beautiful job in this EP. And I can't say, I feel like that was their intention, because, going back to that interview where they said Mother was their favorite song because of the story behind it, they said, right, they don't want to say the story because they want it to be open to interpretations of their audience. And I think perhaps they were very aware of that as they put these five songs together, that different people are going to be projecting, essentially, different things as they hear it. So, yeah. But I did go into it completely blind, so.
Can you Adi, like, can you make folk music? Just curious. For a reason.
I suppose I don't. I'm not that well versed either. Like if I start playing a folk sounding song, it's probably gonna end up being exactly the same as some other song I've heard, which I'm subconsciously just playing, as opposed to, but because I think I'll just be drawing on what I've heard as opposed to coming up with. But it could be an interesting endeavor to try and come up with a folk sounding
Yeah,
tune.
we could just thought of it, for the music production that we're gonna get into. We can sort of look into folk music, and it'll be British folk music.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting take
So yes, I
if we can
think
do it.
if you can do it, I'll just be there
Yeah.
watching you do it. Hope you like it.
You'll be the producer.
It's gonna be interesting. So, well, that's for another day. So that covers Bear's Den first release, which was Agape EP, and their, a story that they've told, which can be interpreted in so many stories, and quite an interesting album or EP, and just very soft. Like, it's good to hear this, I think. It was good to hear this on repeat. So, do you've got any closing thoughts?
No, I think we summed it up pretty well. Yeah, and I look forward to hearing more Bear's Den songs as well, and seeing how their music might have changed over the time, as you've been saying. But yeah, I thought it's a great introduction to Bear's Den. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. I wonder, what's going to be the next album. I wonder who's next, dare I say. So, catch you guys next week.
Dropping the ball. Catch you guys. Yeah, you were saying something else.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I was saying. I think
Maybe not the fight scenes, maybe some other. Yeah, it can fit in. It can definitely fit in. Maybe with Calypso and stuff, like playing. Calypso is the later one, the later villains or whatever. So, yeah, so.
Yeah,
Then it's just a
before we
song
go
about
there,
repeating mistakes.
एक सुने सुन रुको तो मदर खत्म नहीं किया अभी
हाँ, खत्म नहीं हुआ? अच्छा, तुम्हारा नहीं
और
था
बोलना था हाँ
bull. I have to cut, cancel.